Kramer with Mission Network News. North Korea has the knack of showing up in the headlines for things like nuclear activity and assassinations. But if we really want to characterize this country in a phrase, it's safe to say that North Korea is a country of deception. We spoke with Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders, who says one of the biggest lies is the divine nature of the Kim family. But beneath the lies and the fear that make people go along with them, something else is happening.
I think there's a hunger inside. I think that it's all shrouded in all this mystery and all this worship of these dead men. But I think deep down inside, the people are searching and they're wondering what's really going on, what's really the truth.
So please, would you join us in praying for this nation? Ask God to break through the web of lies, the oppression, and the fear so that people would come to know Christ. And for all the times we've talked about the work of For Haiti with Love, did you know that they have a home construction project called the Pilgrim House? Through a partnership with a church in the United States, For Haiti builds houses for homeless families. And these homes are built hurricane safe and often on the land that people have inherited. For Haiti's Even to Heart.
The people have come to us and presented where their land is, what their family situation is, and that they would really like to be considered for our construction projects. Our staff then goes out and evaluates what they're living in now, if anything, and where the land is.
Because it's the work of the church, these homes are helping to impact whole communities because of the example of Christ. If you want to get details on it, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.